Good morning. You're listening to Israel 18 News. Here's what's happening in the Middle East right now. As the day unfolds, Tel Aviv greets us with clear skies and a warm breeze. In Jerusalem, the sun shines brightly. Haifa enjoys mild temperatures under partly cloudy skies. It's a perfect day to be outside. Here are today's headlines. First, hours after Iranian shrapnel lands in Israel, Zamir says IDF ready to strike back. This report comes from the Jerusalem Post earlier today. Also, the U.S. Army reports remains found in the search for a missing soldier in Jordan. This news comes from Walla just minutes ago. Also this hour, the IDF fires interceptors over Eilut as Iranian missiles target nearby Aqaba in Jordan, according to the Times of Israel from earlier today. Separately, the IDF intercepted missile fragments after Iran attacks southern Jordan. JNS covered this earlier today. And finally, two U.S. troops were killed in Iranian attacks on Jordan, with another missing. I-24 News reported this from earlier today. Here's what people are saying online. Visegrad 24, a regional news account, posted just minutes ago that another two U.S. soldiers have been confirmed dead after Iranian attacks. This brings the total to four U.S. soldiers killed in the past 48 hours. Dan Bermawi shared his frustration with the game, noting that the referee whistles every 10 seconds. He expressed his disappointment earlier today. Open Source Intel, an analyst covering conflicts, posted recently that a U.S. official has informed the Washington Post about potential plans for a wider war. Now for more on those stories, starting with the recent Iranian shrapnel incident. The Jerusalem Post reports that after the attack, IDF sources indicated a shift towards war readiness. The incident underscores escalating tensions in the region and raises concerns about further military engagements. Turning to the discovery of remains in Jordan, Walla reports that U.S. Central Command confirmed the remains were found at an Iranian attack site from July 17th. This development adds a somber note to ongoing diplomatic efforts between the U.S. and its regional partners. Meanwhile, the Times of Israel detailed the IDF's interception of missiles over Eilut. These missiles targeted Aqaba in Jordan. This strike follows closely after Iranian attacks on southern Jordan, highlighting increasing regional volatility. The JNS article on missile fragment interceptions notes that no air raid sirens were activated during the attack. This suggests a level of preparedness by the IDF and raises questions about future Iranian aggression. Finally, in the aftermath of attacks on Jordan, I-24 News reports two U.S. troop fatalities. This is part of a broader pattern of Iranian hostilities in the region, which could strain U.S.-Iran relations further and affect regional stability. On the economic front, first, Selena Gomez's rare beauty is set to hit Israeli stores. Ynet Business reports that Shufersal's Bee Farm will begin offering the makeup brand in August through parallel imports. Separately, Iran faces an electricity crisis driven by heat waves, conflict, and external threats. CTEC reports that power shortages and infrastructure damage are compounding Iran's challenges. And finally, the path to competition in Israeli banks has been cleared. Israel Hayom Business reports that the new business credit reform will lower financing costs and boost market competition. That's your Israel 18 News update for morning. We'll be back with more at 2 a.m. Stay informed. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.